Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Narchries Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The Death of the West by Patrick J. Buchanan is a polemical work of political and cultural critique that argues Western nations face a civilizational emergency driven by demographic decline and large-scale immigration. Written in the early 2000s, the book frames low birth rates, aging societies, and changing ethnic and religious composition as interconnected forces that, in Buchanan's view, weaken national cohesion and the continuity of inherited traditions. He combines historical references with commentary on contemporary politics, portraying the West as unsure of its own identity and increasingly unwilling to defend borders, shared narratives, and cultural norms. While widely debated and often criticized for its rhetoric and assumptions, the book remains a notable example of early 21st century demographic anxiety in conservative thought. Readers encounter a sweeping argument about population trends, assimilation, and sovereignty, presented with urgency and intended to provoke reconsideration of immigration policy, family formation, and the meaning of Western civilization. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, demographic winter and the politics of low birth rates. A central theme is the claim that many Western societies are experiencing a demographic winter in which fertility rates fall below replacement level and populations age rapidly. Buchanan treats this not only as an economic issue but as a civilizational one, arguing that shrinking native-born populations reduce a nation's ability to sustain its institutions, defend itself, and pass on cultural memory. The book links low birth rates to shifting social attitudes about marriage, family size, and individual fulfillment, suggesting that prosperity and modernity can undermine the incentives to raise children. It also emphasizes the long-time horizon of demographic change. Once a country has fewer young adults, the number of future parents drops, making recovery difficult, even if birth rates later improve. In policy terms, the argument points toward family-centered reforms and cultural messaging that elevate parenthood, along with skepticism toward treating immigration as a simple fix for labor shortages. Whether or not readers accept Buchanan's conclusions, the topic highlights how fertility, aging, and dependency ratios can shape political debates about welfare systems, national power, and social continuity. Secondly, immigration, assimilation, and national identity. The book argues that large-scale immigration transforms the cultural and political character of host nations, especially when newcomers arrive faster than assimilation can occur. Buchanan presents immigration as more than workforce replenishment, claiming it can reshape language, religion, voting patterns, and collective identity. A key concern is that multicultural policies and weakened expectations of integration may produce parallel communities rather than a shared national culture. The discussion often contrasts historical assimilation narratives with modern pluralism, contending that older models depended on a confident mainstream culture and stricter civic expectations. The book also ties immigration to sovereignty, portraying border control as a defining attribute of nationhood and suggesting that elites sometimes downplay public unease to advance economic or ideological goals. Readers will find arguments about the balance between humanitarian impulses, economic demand for labor, and the desire to preserve continuity in civic life. The topic invites examination of practical questions. What institutions foster integration? What pace of immigration is absorbable? And how do societies maintain unity amid diversity without resorting to hostility or exclusion? Thirdly, civilization as heritage, religion, memory, and cultural confidence. Buchanan frames Western civilization as an inheritance built from shared history, religious traditions, and cultural norms that require active transmission. He argues that the West is endangered not only by external pressures but by internal loss of confidence, including declining religious practice and discomfort with national narratives. In this view, when societies stop teaching their own history with pride or treat foundational institutions as merely oppressive, they weaken the bonds that enable solidarity and sacrifice. The book frequently connects cultural confidence to demographic behavior, suggesting that people are less inclined to build families when they doubt the future of their culture or feel detached from communal obligations. This topic also explores how cultural memory is preserved through education, ritual, and public symbolism, and how disputes over monuments, curricula, and civic ceremonies reflect deeper battles about identity. Even readers who disagree may find the lens useful for analyzing why cultural debates can be so heated. They are not only about policy, but about meaning, belonging, and the story a society tells about itself and its future. Fourthly, elites, globalization, and the question of sovereignty. Another major topic is the critique of political, corporate, and media elites who, Buchanan argues, favor globalization and high immigration while being insulated from many of the social consequences. The book presents a conflict between ordinary citizens attached to national sovereignty and decision-makers, who prioritize economic integration, cheap labor, and transnational institutions. Buchanan links trade, outsourcing, and border policy to a broader erosion of self-government, claiming that as markets become global, loyalties can shift away from the nation toward international networks and cosmopolitan norms. In this framework, debates over immigration are inseparable from debates over who rules and in whose interest. The book raises concerns about democratic legitimacy when major cultural changes occur without broad consent, and it questions whether national communities can maintain shared obligations under increasingly borderless economics. The topic encourages readers to consider how policy is shaped by incentives and narratives, business demand for labor, ideological commitments to openness, and the moral language used to frame dissent. It also invites scrutiny of whether globalization can coexist with strong civic cohesion, or whether trade-offs are inevitable. Lastly, forecasts, warnings, and the ethics of demographic argument, The Death of the West is structured as a warning, using demographic projections and historical comparisons to argue that population decline and immigration-driven change can lead to cultural displacement. This raises a broader topic: how demographic arguments are constructed, and what ethical and analytical pitfalls they carry. Demographic trends are real and measurable, but interpretations vary depending on assumptions about assimilation, economic productivity, intermarriage, and the adaptability of national cultures. The book often treats demographic change as destiny, which prompts readers to ask where policy can meaningfully intervene and where societies can evolve without collapse. It also surfaces moral questions about how to talk responsibly about immigration and identity without reducing individuals to categories or fueling suspicion. This topic is valuable for readers interested in evaluating political rhetoric, what counts as evidence, how historical analogies are deployed, and how fear and urgency shape persuasion. Engaging the book critically can sharpen a reader's ability to separate data from narrative, identify value judgments, and assess whether proposed remedies match the complexity of modern pluralistic societies. In conclusion, this book is best suited for readers interested in demographic politics, immigration policy debates, and the way cultural identity arguments are framed within modern conservatism. It will also appeal to those studying early 21st century Western anxieties about globalization, fertility decline, and national cohesion, including readers who intend to challenge Buchanan's claims, as well as those inclined to agree. The practical benefit is not limited to policy preferences. The book pushes readers to consider long-term population dynamics, how family formation affects national trajectories, and how cultural confidence or uncertainty influences civic life. Even when the rhetoric feels sharp, the questions it raises about assimilation, sovereignty, and social trust remain part of contemporary debate. Compared to many books that treat immigration mainly as an economic input or a moral test, Buchanan foregrounds culture, history, and identity as primary variables, offering a coherent thesis that connects fertility, borders, and civilizational storytelling. For buyers comparing similar titles, its value lies in its breadth and its provocation. It is a concentrated statement of a worldview that helps readers understand a major current in political thought and respond with better arguments, evidence, and clarity. If you would like to support Patrick J. Buchanan, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.